Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about ISIS and what ISIS is doing. On a previous program, we showed on a map the coverage and what, land have pieces of a northern part of Iraq, some parts of Syria, and they are really taking over some land. But what they're doing now is just horrific. I mean, they've been doing this all along, but the progression of evil in your face is just, I mean, it's barbaric. Right now, reports are that they are beheading. Yes, beheading children. And it's stunning, you know, and this is one thing that you can't be shocked at evil. You can't be shocked at how low, you know, and what people will do when they're just taken over. And so it's for us to be informed as believers and as Christians that, we need to stand for Israel. We need to stand for the persecuted church because it's first the Saturday people and then the Sunday people. That's just one perspective. But let me tell you, just for being a human, you don't treat human beings that way. God's creation. And it's like, you know, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, my goodness, you've done to me. And careful, careful, ISIS, because this is not going to go unanswered. This is not going to go unanswered. We have coverage for you that we want to share. CBN is reporting, and you're going to hear from the people themselves how they left everything, Pat, house, home, documents, papers. They were chased out. They were given the opportunity to either to convert, pay a tax, or die by the sword. And many of them fled to the top of Sinjar Mountain. And, the United States, we've dropped some aid, but, we haven't done right now what needs to be done is getting these people off this mountain and getting them down. We want you to listen and watch as you kind of hear from them. And these are just recent reports right now from Sinjar Mountain, as they've been able to get some people off this mountain. Watch this.
Over this past week, the army of ISIS swallowed up parts of Iraq like a darkness. In just one day, tens of thousands of Christians fled villages like Karakush and Bartila, just about 25 miles away. Most have come here to Erbil with nothing more than the clothes on their back.
They take everything from the house, from the store, everything. And they take like machine, everything, because they are Christian. Just the name Christian. They hate Christian especially. We don't know why.
It was leave or die.
They say if anyone don't become like Muslim, we're going to kill it. Kill it. Each one. From baby and the woman, one, old man.
We don't have anything here. They bombed the churches and already took our houses. We have nothing here. No money, no ID, no travel documents.
What's happening now to the Christians, to the Yazidis, to the minorities, and like in the last couple of days, mostly to the Christians, is it's a genocide. What's happening is what happened 200 years ago with the Jews.
Dr. Ahmed hears stories of the barbarism of ISIS.
That ISIS was killing, shooting the kids and the people, and they are laying them on the ground, and they bring tractors that they walk over them in the front of their families. They take women out of their houses. So let's say every each family that they have three daughters, they would take one.
In the wake of the ISIS advance, thousands of ethnic Yazidis escaped to a mountain outside the town of Sinjar, while these Christians found shelter at this Catholic compound in Erbil. A few weeks ago, these families fled when ISIS cleansed Mosul of Christians. ISIS gave them an ultimatum.
They gave us four choices, either convert to Islam, or paying tax, or leaving the city, or the sword. They are using the sword to cut off hand and also beheading others. So I don't think this is the behavior of human beings, but wild animals do that.
ISIS looted their properties and left them destitute. They took this woman's dentures, wedding ring, and documents.
They took everything. We asked them, please give us something to show that we owned our car, our home. They said, here you have nothing.
ISIS searched the home of one Christian in Mosul and discovered these two New Testaments, one with a camouflage on the cover and the other with an American flag inside. They accused him of being both a missionary and a spy. ISIS put his name on a list. He told his story, but asked us to hide his identity.
Hey, stop. Get back. You are a Christian. The terrorist told me we will kill you.
Sometimes the pressure is overwhelming.
Jesus, save me. Oh, the terrorist. Forgive them. Because they didn't know. They didn't know what they were, what they act.
Even though these Christians are the original people of the region, many simply want to leave. They're pleading for the U.S., the U.N., and Pope Francis to help.
We are asking the responsible states of the international community to come and look and see how all the people are living here.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Erbil, Kurdistan.
This is Gary Lane reporting. The ongoing U.S. air campaign in northern Iraq over the weekend helped Iraqi Kurdish forces regain two towns held by Islamic State fighters. On Saturday, two U.S. fighter jets struck several targets near Sinjar. Democrats praised the president's decision to launch the airstrikes.
I think these targeted strikes are very effective. The Kurds are very aggressive. With this support, I think they will be able to stabilize the situation in the north.
And with arms provided by the United States. The Obama administration has decided to send direct military weapons to the Kurdish military, the Peshmerga. Previously, the U.S. sent military aid only to the Iraqi government. Will it be enough to stop the Islamic militants? On Meet the Press Sunday, New York Congressman Peter King said the Islamic State is a formidable foe, stronger than Al-Qaeda.
They have 10 times, 20 times more money than Al-Qaeda ever had. They have much more weapons than Al-Qaeda ever had. And ISIS has hundreds of foreign fighters with them available to come to the United States to attack us. That's the reality.
And while the U.S. military action has slowed the Islamic State advance for now, the Islamists still control the Mosul Dam, a big prize in the north, because it provides water and electricity to the entire area. Gary Lane, CBN News.
Thanks, Gary. I want to show you a map now of where it is. You see this enormous red on that map. That is the territory that ISIS has taken. They've taken a huge swath of Syria and a huge swath of Iraq. And you see over to the right a small area that is the Kurdistan area. And Erbil, the capital, that's where our reporter is right now. Now, the Christians in Mosul have been cleansed out, and the Mosul Dam is the north of that. And if that is ruptured, it can flood the entire Tigris-Euphrates Valley all the way down to Baghdad, and they can cut off the water of Baghdad. So you can see how strategic it is, lying between Turkey and Syria. If Syria falls to them, and it may, then what's next? Right below that is Jordan, and right beside that is Israel. And the rest of Iraq, then you're looking at who knows where they want to go. But I think, in my opinion, I've been praying. The Christians there are in desperate shape. Those people that are in the Sinjar Mountains, a small sect, in desperate shape. And although the president has done something, I think he's too late. He kept saying, well, Maliki has to form a government before we can help. And finally, they realized the Peshmerga forces of the people in Kurdistan, the Kurds, will fight, but they didn't have any ammunition. They ran out of bullets. So finally, we're getting something to us. Well, I am privileged to say that on this program, we have a retired general, Paul Vallely. He has more than 15 years experience in special operations and other military operations during 22 years of distinguished service in the Army. General, it's a pleasure to have you with us on the 700 Club.
Good morning, Pat. Happy to be with you and to be able to add some information to your program this morning on the Middle East.
Well, I need it very badly. I understand you're in touch with four intelligence teams working in Iraq. What are they telling you?
Well, the intel teams that we have basically are out of Turkey, and the Free Syrian Army with Inside Syria, who I've been working with for about 18 months. I've been in the Middle East five times, Pat, in the last 18 months, and only one has been inside Syria as far as Aleppo last year, and then to Egypt twice within the last 7 months. So by being over there on the ground, you can certainly get a better idea of that chessboard. When you look at that map, Pat, look at it as a chessboard. Look at all the players there. Now you see that red area you were talking about is the beginning of the Levant, which extends all the way from Turkey all the way down to Egypt. And so ISIS will continue to tear down those borders and continue to expand as they recruit around the world. And they got recruits coming in from all over the place, Europe, Middle East, as well as the United States. So this is a real dire situation. Much worse in many ways than Hitler in this genocide that's going on.
General, do you think the president understands what's happening? It looks like he was just dribbling aid to the Peshmerga. They were ready to fight. I know from a political standpoint he didn't want to put, quote, boots on the ground, so we've got some airstrikes. We won't stop ISIS with just airstrikes, will we?
Well, we can, but when you say boots on the ground, it's sort of a misnomer because we always have intel on the ground. And in the case over there, we have special operations forces that provide air ground operations, just like if you remember the beginning of Afghanistan in the fall of 2001, with 100 special operators and CIA paramilitary and air power, we basically purged the entire al-Qaeda and Taliban forces, and of course they fled into Pakistan. And we did that in 34 days. So with the proper air power, the use of the combat Talons, the MC-130s, gunships, we have B-52s, Diego Garcia, we have the fleet forces with the George Bush aircraft carrier group. We have assets in Italy. So we have plenty of assets to come in there. And, Pat, here's what I would do. I would give a general patent order, and I would tell the four-star, the head of Central Command, two words.
This is exactly what we're hearing right now is what needs to be happened. A general patent order, the two words is destroy ISIS, is what he's about to say. Destroy ISIS, and it needs to be taken care of. Listen, they already have put the United States on notice that they're coming here. They don't want to come to the United States. My understanding that reportedly 100 recruits from the United States have joined ISIS, and that the government and the military is, you know, they're tagged basically, getting ready to watch them re-enter. And it's important that we stand. It's important that we do something and not idly sit back and watch and talk about it. It's time to do something and be about it. And we return back from this break. You're going to hear from Governor Mike Huckabee as he was on the Kelly File, and he talks about our need to not just talk and look and point, but it's time for action, and it's time for us to do what we need to do to rescue these people that are stuck on this mountain. We got an update from the general, former general, 15 years, 22-year career, informative, insightful,
very informative,
about what's happening with ISIS, and we're seeing the beheading of children, the pushing of people, you know, out of their homes with no documents or anything. They left everything behind. Can you imagine someone coming to your house with a gun aimed at you and your family and your children and saying, get out, convert, die with a sword, or just leave? What, just, you know, can we take some? No, you can take nothing. Nothing belongs to you here anymore. Leave.
Wow.
And you walk out, off with your children, your kids, with the shoes on your feet and the clothes on your back. And you don't know when you're going to eat. I mean, there are children that were dying on this mountain, people dying of dehydration, and it's just horrific. But we can do something about this. And I want you to listen to Mike Huckabee and watch as he's interviewed on the Kelly File, and he talks about being a good Samaritan and what we need to do, not just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, time to talk is done. We got to get in and do something.
Time to do.
Watch this.
Breaking tonight, the gut-wrenching pictures continue to come in, showing the tens of thousands of Christians and others fleeing for their lives from this brutal terror group. And now the Vatican is stepping in and taking a stand, issuing a statement that reads in part, listen to this, the dramatic plight of Christians, Yazidis, and other religious communities and ethnic minorities in Iraq requires a clear and courageous stance on the part of religious leaders, especially Muslims. All must be unanimous in condemning unequivocally these crimes and in denouncing the use of religion to justify them. If not, what credibility will religions, their followers, and their leaders have? Very strong statement today from the Vatican. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, host of Huckabee on Fox News, joins me now. Governor, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Martha.
The Vatican also took the very rare step of saying that they would agree with airstrikes in this case to stop this evil group.
You know, they have to. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. And I think a lot of people don't understand that there's a difference between a peace lover and a peacemaker. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves peace, but wearing jewelry around your neck and saying, I love peace, doesn't bring it. It takes sometimes military action to make peace, especially when you have wolves who are devouring the sheep. That's what we have going on in Iraq right now. These are not people who just want a little piece of real estate. These are people who are chasing down children and cutting their heads off. And the only choice you have, you either kill the wolf or you stand by and you watch the sheep get slaughtered. And at some point, President Obama needs to have the kind of moral clarity that we saw from the Vatican today, that understands that there are times when there is no other option but to exercise what even the Vatican calls a just war.
Yeah, I mean, the administration keeps saying, we're not going back into Iraq. You know, we're not going down that road again. We're not going to get mired in anything. We're not putting combat boots on the ground. And yet, you know, you have this situation where it feels like there should be a huge coalition against this group. These guys are awful. I mean, everyone in the world can see what they're doing. They are going after some Sunnis. They're going after Shia. They're going after Yazidi. They're going after Christians. And, you know, who is on their side, Governor Huckabee? And why isn't it easier to build a coalition to go in and to shut them down?
Well, I fear that the president's making a political decision and not so much what some would call a humanitarian decision. To take it a step further with the idea of the Vatican weighing in, let's look at the message of the Good Samaritan. When the man was beaten and robbed, there was a priest and a Levite who came by, went the other way, looked and saw how bad it was, but didn't do anything to involve himself. And it took a Samaritan, a despised person in that particular day and time, to come and actually do something to help the poor person who'd been robbed and beaten. I think the world is looking for a Samaritan. You know, the priests and the Levites are walking by and saying, this is horrible. Gee, this is terrible. But that doesn't save those children who are getting their heads cut off. And it's not saving those babies who are starving up in 100-degree heat on top of Mount Sinjar. This is going to require not simply dropping them some food, but you're going to have to get rid of the wolves who are going after them, who will stop at nothing to kill every last one of them. And Martha, one other point I just hope people will understand. If they killed every person on Mount Sinjar, do you think that ISIS then wipes its hands and says, okay, that's it, we're done? No. This is a group of savages that want to kill everybody who doesn't accept their radical version of Islam. And that's why there's only one way to deal with a cancer like this. You either cut it out and eradicate it, or you just die from it. And that's the choice Americans are going to have to ultimately face, and the world is going to have to face.
Governor, thank you.
Wow, powerful words from Governor Mike Huckabee. And you think about it, where are the Muslims? Where is the outcry? We heard from Bridget Gabriel that 15 to 20% of the 1.8 million Muslims around the world are radical jihadists. It's about 300 or so million, right? Well, that leaves another 800 million Muslims that are not radical, that are not killing people, that are not doing these horrific things. Where is the outcry to condemn and say, this is evil? We don't stand for this. This is awful. And it's time more than ever for people to get together and say, look, knock it off. Not just people, but I mean, the United States. You know, we go around the world trying to help all sorts of people. We got involved in Egypt and their uprising and all that type of things to empower the Muslim Brotherhood, but we won't go in there and take care of these folks that are being killed and murdered and butchered. I mean, you saw video coverage of children, mothers fanning babies because they're dehydrated. There's nothing to drink. I mean, some aid has gotten there and some food and things of that nature. But listen, what's good? You know, what's the good of the food if you're going to die in a few days by the sword?
Exactly.
I mean, pass the food. Come get me. Listen, we need to be like the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan not only saw something that was wrong, but he was moved with compassion and did something about it. Listen, we can look and we can talk and do all this type of stuff, but until we actually get boots on the ground, till we actually go in there and get these folks out of there and put an end to what ISIS is doing, nothing's going to change. Don't forget that once they get done there, they're on a mission. And they already said they want to come to the United States. We must stop them there. We must save the people on Sinjar Mountain and say enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out. We've done it before. We can do it now. Let's do what we can. Pray for the persecuted church. Pray for those in Iraq right now that are suffering. And please continue to pray for Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.